As an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to know where in the journey am I right now? What's my next level? Well, I've put together a free quiz that will tell you exactly that. It's called the Freedom Finder Quiz, and you can find it at freedomfinderquiz.com. It's free, takes less than 3 minutes to complete. I timed it. And at the end, it will tell you exactly where you are in your business freedom journey and what to focus on next to move to that next level of building a business that provides you more money and freedom. So take the quiz today at freedomfinderquiz.com.
How could you use a trick from Amazon to grow your business? Hey, welcome to another episode of Entrepreneurs Rising. I'm your host, Carl Taylor. And today I want to pose a question to you for how you could apply something that Amazon does very successfully in your business. And this actually comes about because this is a conversation that I've had with one of the dads in the Dadpreneur program. We've been talking about loyalty programs for his business. And in particular, I had been encouraging him to look at creating a pay-to-play loyalty program. You see, if you think about Amazon, they have a thing called Amazon Prime. Now, you may be a member of it, maybe you're not, but Amazon Prime is a genius thing. It's basically something you pay an annual fee to be a part of. Well, actually, I think it's monthly fee now, but I think when it started, it was an annual fee. And so you pay a certain amount to be an Amazon Prime member, and they load it with all sorts of benefits now. Like Amazon Prime gives you access to like a version of Netflix. But the biggest benefit really, and it's genius, is when you're purchasing something from Amazon, you can get free shipping and usually free expedited shipping, even international or local. And it usually means, like, depending on where you are in the world, here in Australia, it's not same day, but I believe in some states, if not all of America and North America, it can mean you can get same day or next day delivery. So the real benefit of being a member is the speed, right? The speed of delivery, which encourages you. It does for me. It encourages me when I'm thinking I want to buy something. Oh, let's see if Amazon has it because I've got Amazon Prime, which will mean it's free delivery and I might get it in the next couple of days. So it's a loyalty program that encourages me to come back and spend with Amazon on a regular basis. And for them, it is a recurring cash flow model, a recurring revenue model, which if your business right now does not have a recurring revenue option in it, I highly encourage you to add one in some way, shape or form. And this could be the play. You know, if you've got more retail store where they can't pay you a subscription, you know, if you're a service-based business, you could productize into a subscription base probably fairly easily, depending on what you do. However, if you're a more retail bricks and mortar style business, it's probably a little bit more challenging, but not impossible. And you could learn some lessons from what Amazon does with Amazon Prime. So what is the thing that keeps me paying though? What if I'm not buying anything? Well, that's why they bundle in all these other benefits and bonuses, so that the fact that I'm going, well, I'm paying this money, I don't go, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. The way I compute it is I go, well, I'm paying this much money. If I do at least one order, that's how much shipping I've saved. So that's one way I'm looking at how much money am I saving by doing this? Like how many orders do I need to do to get my value? But the second thing is because it's like, oh, well, then I get access to their version of Netflix, Amazon Prime, and it's got exclusive shows on it. It's another way to logically tell myself, oh, this is worth my money. Even though, to be honest, I very rarely log into Amazon Prime and watch anything from it. But it's nice to know that I have it because the real benefit for me is the free shipping. So how do you apply this in your business? Well, could you create a pay-to-play loyalty program? Now, if you wanted to do that, here's a few things that I would think about. I would really look at what is the price that your market can pay, right? Like you might go, well, it's not worth it at $4 a month, the hassles, the failed credit cards. And I probably wouldn't, you know, if you're Amazon scale and they got lots of people, they can get away with a $10 a month thing. But if you're a smaller business, you're probably better off doing it as a quarterly or annual kind of thing where it's like $99 a quarter or $99 a year or $1,000 a year. You know, it depends on whether you're business to business, business to consumer, how you're going to price this. But you'd create a benefit where it's like you can sign up to this thing where you become a member. So it's a club, it's a membership, and it's about giving them status and loyalty. And ideally, you want a value stack. So for example, if you're a business that, let's say you're a restaurant. If you're a restaurant right now, right? And you say, hey, do you want to join our membership? It's $99 for the year. What you want to do is you want to throw in a couple of hundred dollars worth of value so that when I'm paying you $99 right now, I feel like I've walked away with more than $99 value. So it's not a one day I'll get the value. It's a, I've actually got it today. So it might be like, well, when you sign up, actually a better example than the restaurant. Hoyts is a cinema here in Australia. Their one is when you become a Hoyts cinema member, you get, I think it's 2 free tickets, and you then get a discount on future purchases of tickets. So you pay this money right now, even though you're not necessarily seeing a movie, or maybe you are, they then give you free tickets. So really, you kind of just paid for tickets, but they've actually signed you up into this loyalty program. So it's the same idea. Can you sell them something and then immediately deliver value that is perceived to be higher than what they've just paid? And then long term, show them all the benefits. And ideally, as with any loyalty program, you need to get really clear, what is your outcome? Is your loyalty program to get them to spend more money with you? Is the loyalty program to get them to come back more often? For example, if you were a hairdresser, you might have a loyalty program where it's like, hey, you know, sign up to our thing. It's $200 for the year. And when you do that, you get 50% off all cuts, or you get priority. Remember, status works. Maybe they get priority in that they can have late night. For example, there's a hairdresser around here that Liz really wants to get into, and they've only got limited night slots because nights are really good for us when Talia's gone down to sleep. And so imagine if she could join this membership, that would mean that she got priority to access those highly coveted night spots, right? Over just general people who might say they want to be in. And so you increase revenue because you've got people paying this membership fee, which creates stickiness, and you're incentivizing them, making them feel special with some sort of priority. And maybe what you do is you go, when you pay this, you actually get a free cut and color, which would, you know, normally cost more than $200 anyway. So then they feel like it's a bargain and it's a worthwhile thing to do. All right. Just a quick one today. Really wanted to plant that seed. Ask yourself, could I take the Amazon Prime model and apply that into my business to create a recurring revenue service and a loyalty program? But really get clear on what is your purpose of your loyalty program, because it really should have one core goal. And depending on what that goal is, will tell you more about what your benefits could be, how you're going to incentivize people to come. For Amazon, it's very clear their real goal is to get people to come back to Amazon to purchase things. And that's exactly what it does. Because I could go onto all sorts of other retailers online, I could do all sorts of things, but I often just go, oh, let's see if Amazon has that because I'll get free shipping. The number of times I've had an ad on Facebook that I've gone, oh, that looks cool. Click through, I've been on their checkout and I've gone, oh, let me just check Amazon if they have this same product. And I'll either find the exact same product a lot cheaper, because these people are usually just drop shipping and putting massive markups on it, or same product, same price, but I don't have any shipping costs because Amazon Prime. And so that has meant that Amazon has become a sticky part of my mind and I pay for that privilege. So how can you get your clients to pay for that privilege too? Till next time, keep up the journey.
You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.